That's just gonna, how it's going to start now.
Oh, yeah. Man. We have a... All right.
9, 10, 11.
I volunteer what I said on Twitter as the title, enough to fill a short bus.
Double digits.
There's enough bus.
Tradition has always been something that's said in the podcast, so you have to work that into the conversation.
He just said it.
And then
it'll
be judged
right
against...
He's recording right now.
He really just did.
We'll see.
We'll see.
All right, something. If somebody says something funnier, like,
like what?
Neon Caterpillar.
Now you're gonna work that in, aren't you?
Oh, come on, you can't make it that deliberate.
All right,
why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm just saying, I'm just giving you an example. All
right, this whole meta portion is going in, by the way.
Whatever. That's unfortunate for the listener.
You stick it at the end so they don't have to listen.
All right, so is this episode 21?
Yeah.
finally.com.
Welcome, three Secret Moonbase fans. This is episode 21.
I'm laughing at Witcher in this room.
This is episode 21 of the Secret Moonbase video game podcast. All right, we're going to introduce the 18 people that are in this room. I'm Corduroy Turtle.
This is Newtaf.
Calamari.
Andy Dixon.
Wait, why did Andy get to go before me?
I'm going clockwise.
I'm going in clockwise.
I'm Occam.
Occam.
Do you
want to
go backwards? Babane.
Is that always how you pronounced it?
I just said Bane.
By the way, Matt, if you listen to the podcast, you would know exactly how to pronounce it.
Well, look, I listened to two episodes.
Yeah. Out of yourself, dude.
One of them was the first one, the second one was the one I was on.
What's your name?
Law of Thermodynamics.
All right.
Yeah.
Bamel.
Supermo Forever.
Steezy.
Colton Phillips.
Steezy! Right. You!
Which one's...
Corduroy, what about me?
Oh, God, well, you're crouching.
I'm Magpie.
We got a female on the podcast.
Oh shit!
See video games. You're not so sexist. There's 12 men in the room, and you know. We also have Wolf Girl. She didn't want to be on the podcast, but she's here.
Hi. Hello. She's playing a game that I bought for her.
She's better than all of us at Halo combined.
This is true.
All right. So, PAX day two.
It's about 2 a.m. We've been playing Rock Band for hours.
Is it 2 a.m?
It's 2 a.m. Prior to that, we were playing Smash Brothers for hours. And concurrently and prior to that, we were cooking for hours.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then before that, we had a whole day at PAX.
I didn't do any of those things. I played some board games.
All right, so if you were to call attention to one thing you saw at PAX that you think deserves to be spoken about, Newtaf. Did you play Anti-Chamber again?
I played Anti-Chamber again.
Big fucking deal.
I know. It was awesome.
So you play that game like every year, but you won't play Colonial Marines?
It doesn't look that interesting to me. It looks all right. I walked by the Colonial Marines booth, and I saw what looked like... there was already an Aliens game out, right?
Aliens vs. Predator.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of them, but there's one that's like asymmetrical, where you play on Aliens and Marine side, and it looked kind of like that.
But you don't want to talk about that.
No, Anti-Chamber was great. I managed to drag Babane along to it, and I think I made you a believer?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, mission accomplished.
Nice.
You sold one more copy.
What about you, Calamari? What did you see?
Well, the most interesting thing that's been happening to me is we managed to stumble across like an ARG that my friends and I have been working on.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, you made it sound like you were the one who was constructing it.
No. Did I? I didn't think
that's
I did.
That's what I thought.
What's an ARG, Calamari?
It either stands for Augmented or Altered Reality Game, and basically somebody, we don't know who, at the convention put out all these envelopes that had a website on it, and my friends like logged on from their smartphones to check out this website, and it sent us on kind of a scavenger hunt. We've been deciphering clues that all have to do with gaming of all types, board games, and
there's no LSD involved.
No. Yeah, but it's been really interesting. I was telling these guys about some of the clues we've had to decipher. There was one. The only clue we had was $15,120, and one of my friends knew exactly off the top of his head that that is exactly how much money you start with in the bank in Monopoly.
Weird.
So the answer was Monopoly. And you have to answer one question to get the next one. So it's been a lot of fun. We've been chasing all over the convention center trying to trying to figure out these clues. It's probably the most fun I've had at PAX in like 6 years.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that was happening.
So where do you go from there when you find Monopoly? Is there a Monopoly booth or something?
No. It's you enter the answers on this website, and each one unlocks the next one. And then we've answered like 50 questions so far.
Holy cow!
And
50.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Well, we did 20 the first day, and like 27 or so today. And there's going to be more tomorrow at 10 a.m. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Are there other people playing it besides just you and your friends?
The letter I found said that they put out 100 copies of the letter.
Oh, wow.
So between 60,000 people, there's 100 teams playing, and currently we're in first place.
Wow! Wow. That's awesome.
Let's round of applause for Kelman.
Thank you. I'm not sure that's warranted, but I appreciate it.
What do you win?
We don't know.
Monopoly.
We might be doing it for
Park Place.
Yeah. For all I know, we're doing it for a handful of bottle caps, but it's still a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
That's worth a lot. I can help you with that right now.
Thanks.
Is it Leia Pico or
Magpie?
Oh, sorry.
What?
Magpie.
Is it what? Magpie?
Did you go to PAX today?
I did.
What did you see?
I really liked the independent games area.
Yeah.
With the PAX 10 and the other people around it. And I bought a Vessel, which I haven't tried yet, on Steam. Yeah. And so I bought, like, the Steam codes for things, and then I got home and entered them all. And then the last one I entered was a game called Don't Starve. And I've been...
Rule for any situation.
I entered the code in, and then I ended up playing it for, like, 3 hours.
Wow.
While everyone showed up and started doing other things.
Is
so,
that what Wolf Girl is playing right now?
Wolf Girl is playing it right now, yes. It has a really cool art style, and right now the beta is on Google Chrome. You can play the beta for like 15 minutes, but then for free, but then you can buy 2 beta keys for $7, and it unlocks 2 copies of the game when it comes out on Steam.
Oh, that's a fair deal.
So yeah. I gave my other copy of the beta to Occam's, actually. So.
Word up, he's a good guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that was my favorite thing so far today.
Andy, you didn't play any games.
I don't play video games. I hung out at the Netflix booth, right? And the HBO Go booth was really good this year. They were showing Game of Thrones and Boardwalk Empire.
And Girls.
Yes. That's literally
honestly, yes.
If there was that booth, I would have been there. But since there wasn't, I just sat there all day long.
Yeah. And cried.
But you, Occam. It doesn't have to be video games. You found some good art books, too, right?
I did. Mm-hmm. I found some good art books. I got a Warhammer 40K art book.
Sweet.
Which is neat.
Did you get the Arkham City art book?
You did, courtesy of Andy Dixon.
I did courtesy of Andy Dixon.
Oh, very nice. Nice.
And... some shit, and I played Guacamelee. I'm gonna call it Guacamole forever.
You're right the first time.
I know, but I'm gonna say Guacamole because it's just what I want to say. That was fun. I played a bunch of indie games. I don't remember them all, but they were a lot of fun. Oh, Octodad.
Yeah.
That fucking retarded game.
Octodad loves me more than my real dad.
Yeah, that's he makes me laugh so hard.
We backed that on Kickstarter.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
We do. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And it was fun that people watched. And I got to wear the Destructoid helmet for a little
while. Did you really?
I did.
Oh, nice.
I think I saw you. Yeah.
You know, I found Andy in the hallway and he had the helmet and he's like, yeah, nobody's picked it up for like an hour.
It was funny.
I was like, you know, I'd wear it. He's like, yeah, well, you know, if you want to like leave or something, you just get out of here. You just leave me alone.
And then like a minute after you left, Hugh showed up and was like, yeah, put it on, dude. It was perfect timing.
I would like to say for the record that I am in the same room as a Jimmy's Chicken Shack sticker, and
love Jimmy's Chicken
Shack. I'm protesting that fact. So,
Bane.
This
is not
Bane.
It's not a Batman.
I was gonna say Guacamelee as well.
Oh,
Oh, yeah? I played that, and it was really cool.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's really pretty. And I like the wrestling moves you can do on the enemies. Yeah. And I posed with the wrestling doll that they had.
The hairy-chested sex doll.
He took a picture of me doing a wrestling move on it. So if, I guess if they release the game and there's a character named El Frijole, that would be me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. El Frijole. The Bean.
The Isn't Bean.
A Frijole?
Yes. Right. Yep.
The Bean. Years of Spanish. Matt? Did you see anything good besides the tentacle card game?
No, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
Too late.
No, well,
He was boring.
Yeah, I didn't want to...
There was no
Are you honestly worried about, like, getting in trouble with
not
your
really.
Professional...
Okay. Not really. I don't really give a shit. But I just don't like it being associated with me, so... Bit Trip Runner 2 was probably
yeah.
the
yes.
place.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, Bit Trip Runner is, like... I beat Bit Trip Runner 1, and it's probably one of the more prouder achievements of my gaming career.
You know what I noticed that they added to Bit Trip Runner 2?
What did they know?
You can do that, slide move.
Yeah.
And then when you jump, you just stay sliding.
Slide. You can do that in the first one.
Yeah, you can do that.
Maybe it just looked better.
Maybe it just looked better.
They added the more animations to it.
Yeah, yeah.
In the first one?
They didn't
have that in the first one. Yeah, I love the taunts.
The taunts are different.
And you can jump over the checkpoint too, just to be cocky.
Oh,
just be a bitch.
Oh man, I bet there's an achievement associated with that.
Anyways,
there's some kind of pickle dude that comes after you.
Yeah,
the achievement is for Wii.
Oh,
Wii U. It's for the Wii U, XBLA, and PSN, and Steam.
Okay.
So
XBLA.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had with 360 controller
yeah,
there.
Get on top of it.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, it's on XBLA. I talked to the fucking guy. So anyway, talk to that fucker. No.
Hope he's not listening.
Gaijin Games, I love you. And if by like
tentacle porn,
you know, if you want to throw in some tentacle porn, game would probably be better for it.
Anyway, it's not like they're listening.
The only people that are going to listen to this are
they Google search their name.
Anyways, yeah, Bit Trip Runner 2.
Hey, Warren.
Yeah, buddy.
What?
Yeah, buddy.
Where does your voice come from?
Why are you so sexy?
Yeah. I just want to start massaging parts of your body.
His face.
I want to lick it.
I want to
shave
it and
lick it.
I'm suddenly very conscious of all the people I'm surrounded by.
He's a male enchanter.
I'm caught between Cordura Turtle and Andy Dixit Turtle. And Super Monk's behind me, and it's all just really alarming. Wow. There is a lot of groping going on right now.
The theme of the room is chubby. So what did you see?
What was that?
Sound like a ghost fart.
Okay, so I want to talk about two things here, real quick. First, don't play...
don't do not.
The tentacle rape game.
Shut up!
Because we did, and it was terrible. And I don't mean morally.
Oh, no.
Because we crossed that bridge already. Yeah. But as a card game...
You sign off on that when you're going
into it. It was awful.
It was boring.
It was just not fun. I went in there all ready to rape, and I got...
I had my tentacles.
My tentacle was armed and...
My tentacles got tangled, and they didn't rape anything.
Anyway,
boring.
Don't play that game. Do not. But what you should play... Oh, no, I forgot its name.
Super Time Force?
No, the guys who made Space Chem...
Catch 22?
Oh, yeah.
Are working on another game.
Ironclad Brigade?
Ironclad Brigade.
Or something like that.
Something like
Ironclad
that.
Ironclad something.
It's a lot like Mega Man Battle Network, kind of.
What? Tell me more.
Oh, yeah, no, it's super cool. It's almost even like Plants vs. Zombies, but like an RTS. You deploy robots... You have like a deck of cards that represents your units and upgrades you can apply to the units. It's not at all like Space Cam, but it's a really solid game. If you're at all interested in robots and RTSs and a whole bunch of cool stuff, it's a game to check out.
It's also like Civil War plus steampunk style.
Yeah, yeah. They just have all these really neat elements everywhere. It didn't get a lot of... I don't think it got a lot of notice during the convention because it's like off in a building 100 miles away. But
that'd probably explain it.
But yeah, worth keeping an eye out for.
Sweet. Super Monk.
Super Monk. I guess I'm gonna break the indie trend here.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Some of the Sony PlayStation All Stars was really surprising for me.
What?
Well,
get
was.
The fuck out of here!
I don't believe you. Sony Smash Brothers, call it what it is, man.
Absolutely,
yeah.
All Stars.
Sony Smash Brothers.
I don't know. It's just a fun fighting game that I could just mash my buttons and.
Did you play on the PS3 or Vita?
The PS3. I didn't try the Vita.
Nobody plays the Vita. There's only been like 200 copies of the system.
The
positions
they had set up were PS3 versus Vita. They were all
cross-platform
duels.
They're really pushing that.
That's dooming the game to failure right there.
But I also played Injustice.
Yeah.
Gods Among Us. That was really fun.
That was really good.
Punching Nightwing. Running across the earth to punch Nightwing in the face was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it looked pretty awesome.
I'm not going to wait in that Dishonored line.
I can wait for the release.
I just watched someone play and that was good enough for me.
Yeah, me too. Steezy XL.
Yeah. No, I played one of my favorites were Super Time Force.
I didn't wait in line, but that looked really good.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's very, you know, Contra-like and super funny. Like the writing in it is hilarious. And it's super, like, over the top. There's this one level where it's just filled with dinosaurs. And they're all attacking you.
Nice.
Yeah, and cool. And the boss in that stage is just, like, this giant T-Rex with a flamethrower on top of its head. And it has rocket launchers on its arms. And actually, when you first arrive there, there's a teammate that you have to rescue. And he's on the T-Rex's arms, and once you take out the T-Rex's arms, you have to go up and rescue it, and that's an unlockable character. His name is Zachosaurus. He's like a hip dinosaur.
And it's from the same guys that did Super Brothers Sorcery.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. The art kind of looks similar, too. It's
cool.
Interesting. Wait, Cappy Games is that?
Cappy, no. Yeah, and on the last stage, there's three stages on the demo. In the last stage, you're riding on top of like a pterodactyl, and you have to shoot the asteroids that are coming to destroy the dinosaurs. And so by the time you finish destroying all the asteroids, basically you save the dinosaurs from becoming extinct. But then it ends up, you know, turning against you because the dinosaurs then want to kill all the humans that are on the Earth.
Of course.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Did you beat the whole demo?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And you got like a standing ovation from everyone. That was
no, that was for Zombie U.
I beat all the demos, Eric.
Yeah, except the Marvel vs. Capcom demo.
Oh.
I watched that.
Dude, you finished them with like an ultra move.
I did.
Is that tag form?
This game was made before you were born, motherfucker.
Bobby Fischer, that shit. I just played Batman.
Tommy Fischer. Bobby Fischer. Who's Tommy Fischer? Colton Phillips.
My favorite PAX memory was probably New Taff sandwiches.
Did you get the high score on the tuna melt?
I had like a roast beef, but I also had like ham and turkey.
Do you double down
on that?
Do you make a custom sandwich for each person?
I didn't make them for him.
No.
I just put out the ingredients.
Yeah, he's
he said he felt like a surgeon.
Well, yeah, because you got it all prepared. Like, you're a sandwich surgeon.
No, I just had a nice table laid out with all kinds of delicious things that you could choose and put on there. You know, like on those
really
commercials
sweet.
Where like they're just like, yeah, take a little of this and a little of that, throw it in the blender. Yeah, I had all those things laid out for you.
What infomercials are you talking about?
Hi, it's Vince with Slap Chop. That one, pretty much.
I didn't get to play too many games. I kind of just wanted to see like every single thing in the show floor.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
But I guess my favorite memory was at the Double Fine booth. Someone was playing the dubstep mode of the Happy Action Theater.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
Wearing this T-shirt that said Broski on it, and just kind of convulsing on the floor. So that's pretty
awesome.
And the Mega booth was pretty good, like the Indie Mega booth. just
yeah, I saw at least 7 or 8 things that I'll probably purchase in the future. So that was good times.
I got to meet the creator of Tekken, which I've been playing Tekken since 1999, like Tekken 3. And I've met a couple famous people in my lifetime, and I fuck it up every time. Like, hey, yeah, I like that thing you did 10 years ago. And then we're kind of looking at each other. His English actually wasn't that great either. And I asked him like a complicated question, and I had to filter it through a translator, and he told me to pre-order the game. And I might play that. But so Tekken Tag 2 was pretty awesome. I got to play Gears of War Judgment. And
did they keep chainsaws in it?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, God.
That's
so iconic. How could they ever remove that?
Yeah, and actually about 4 or 5 of my kills, and I don't even chainsaw in the Gears of War 3 at all. I had to rely on that.
You took my advice. I'm glad.
Chainsaw Mary. But, no, I pulled it out at the end, and I ended up winning, and my first time around, it was pretty cool. But, you know, I don't know if I'm going to buy that game or not. I like Gears of War 3 too much.
What happens when everybody moves on to playing that?
I don't think
that's going to happen. No.
Is it that different a game?
It's too similar.
It's not a point. Yeah.
I mean, but this happens with Halo. Like, they make arguably incremental changes to Halo every time people jump to the new one.
I don't think when Halo Reach, you know, Halo Reach was out and they released Halo Combat Evolved, nobody moved on to Halo Combat Evolved.
Well, that's because the multiplayer was in the same game, though.
They were
smart to do that. I don't think Judgment's going to do that.
I see.
But, you know, the free-for-all mode in Judgment, hey, Gears is kind of a team-based game. I had fun playing Judgment, but there's no cool executions. You can't, like, stuff a flamethrower in a guy's stomach and watch the flames, like, shoot out his nose and his eyes and stuff.
Is that a thing in Gears 3?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know that one.
Almost everyone has, like, an execution. But it was still fun, and the maps don't have to be symmetrical when you're having a free-for-all type.
Air do we have in this room?
It's probably about out.
It's kind of warm. The recording is just going to kind of taper off as we all
It was good to do one while everybody was here, and now everybody talked about PAX. And now
that we're all dead.
And now that we're all dead, and it's, 2:30 in the morning, we can all just stop now.
Well, we need a listener question. Does anybody have anybody in the room have a question for someone else in the room?
What noise was that I made?
That's what we sound like.
Oh, God.
Wait.
What's that?
Dixon has a question.
I want to know what is in Newtaff's backlog, because all he ever plays is one game.
Oh,
that's
man.
True. So what's going to pull you away from Dark Souls?
Shit. You guys. Nothing. Yeah. Dark Souls. Unless it's
Dark Souls,
you know what?
Too.
You know what will pull him away from Dark
Darker
Souls?
Darker Souls.
Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls PC.
Yeah.
No, the DLC is coming out in October.
Yeah, goddamn.
Is that like 3 extra bosses? Who cares?
It's I don't know. Apparently, people are saying like even like really good people are saying that it's pretty tough. And so that's pretty interesting.
The main.
You'll be
how
in
do
in
you
a
feel
week.
About that?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm really excited.
The Bane. You're probably pumped for it.
Yeah. It's for
yeah, there you go.
How many bosses?
I have actually not really been reading too much about it. Yeah. I'd rather play it and be surprised by what I find.
Yeah, I mean, there's new areas too.
Yeah.
Are they added to the overall world? Just kind of like an extra door.
No, they said that we're going to back in time, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be back in time.
So it's one of the older areas, but
lame.
It's like different.
Whatever.
Well, it's
Newtaff,
an area
what's
that's
your real backlog that's not Dark Souls?
Yeah, seriously.
That's what Dixon's real question
okay.
is.
Okay, I'm partway through playing the Red Star, which Niall gave me, which
PS2.
Is awesome for
that's
PS2.
That's amazing.
It's pretty cool. I have Beautiful Joe 2 that I need to finish. I'm partway through God Hand, but it's gotten so hard.
Did you play Beautiful Joe 1?
Yeah.
Do you
feel
like Beautiful Joe 2 is missing something?
I don't mind more of the same.
I hated switching to the fucking girlfriend.
Sylvia.
So I haven't experienced that yet.
Okay.
I've never played 2. I love 1.
Yeah, 1 was great. I'm a big Platinum fan anyway.
Clover for them.
Yeah.
They're Platinum now, but
yeah, I kind of think of them the same for some reason. The thing that's really going to break me, potentially, break me from Dark Souls is Binding of Isaac on console next year, hopefully.
Yeah, high five!
Yeah,
I think we'll
wait
for that one.
I can see myself getting sucked in big time, because the only barrier for me playing that a lot is that I have to play it on my wife's computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I played on my shitty Mac, and I have to deal with the slowdown. I just kind of struggle with it.
Yeah, the slowdown.
But if I'm trying to, like, I really like streaming that, because it's a really great audience participation game. Mm-hmm. They can say things like, no, go back and bomb that thing first. And I'll say, yeah, okay, sure, why
and
not?
It's different every time, and then Dark Souls, they, you know where everyone is.
Dark Souls is boring every time.
That's right. I agree.
Oh, man.
You agree?
I can't agree.
Oh, best friend.
Dude, have you seen what I tell him on Twitter?
It's
like,
boring ass right. So, shit that he's always doing. Yes.
I gotta ask just the room in general, but it might just be because I'm old and jaded. But there's certain moments where I'm walking around PAX and I get really sad. I see like a chick in a scantily clad outfit up on like a pedestal, like that with a microphone, like, "Hey guys, you should really pre-order this game. I might show you my nipples."
Yeah.
Just in general. So, do you guys feel like you're being advertised to when you walk around? Like, it's more of a market. Sure. Like PAX in general is more of a marketing scheme than like a have fun and play games type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's more like being advertised at.
Yeah. No. I don't think so. I think it's much less so than when I look at videos of E3,
mm-hmm.
Well, I get pissed. There's booth babes and all kinds of like gross shit. Like at PAX, at least they have some kind of dress code,
and they
have a rule against like blatant sexual advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there are like cute girls like on the microphones and stuff, but I think that's going to be kind of anywhere.
Yeah.
And I feel like PAX is a better venue than most others, speaking as a girl.
And you can't outlaw cute.
You can't outlaw cute.
You
gotta
have ugly chicks if you have a hammer. Okay?
This is why I found the indie area the most appealing. Because I'd walk through, like...
Yeah, there's no bullshit.
It's all it's, like, there's everywhere else.
The hammer.
It's game of mate. It's pretty neat. Really. Here's a button.
At this convention, speaking from going to a couple of other conventions like SakuraCon and Emerald City Comic Con and
SakuraCon.
SakuraCon is an anime convention.
Oh, I think it's about soccer, like American
football.
No.
But it's I only saw a couple of booths in the exhibition hall that were actually selling stuff, like to buy.
Yeah.
I felt a lot of it was more showcasing things, mm-hmm. like to show you to play and promoting their. Well, yeah, they're promoting their games and stuff, but I didn't. It wasn't
merchandise aspect. Yeah, not
as
too
much
bad.
As other conventions. Yeah.
But, I mean, I still walk through like that Firefall thing, and or most parts of the exhibition hall, and it's like super bright lights and like. Huge, super loud music, and they're like throwing all kinds of things at my face and hoping that something will stick.
Well, that one, I've noticed just people ignore it, you know?
I don't have to in the indie area, though, because there isn't any of that.
Well,
it's just games speaking
there's,
for themselves.
But Firefall in particular, I mean, last year,
that
it
one was terrible.
It was everywhere. They had
they
signs on the streets. They did.
In
the
they must be.
It's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you know what proves that point? I don't even know what the fuck that game
exactly.
is. I see Firefall and I just turn the other way.
Well, you're not the only one. Everybody is. We as gamers, we have a very low tolerance for bullshit, and we're pretty good at sniffing it out.
That's true.
And that's what, you know, Penny Arcade brings people together that are like that. And that thing, it may, I don't think they're...
Who's the publisher on that? Who's going to be sorely disappointed?
Who cares? Let's not talk about Firefall anymore.
I think it's like Firefall.
The thing that surprises me is so many e-game stuff, so many like games that you step up to play for the first time, and they're spectating,
mm-hmm.
commenting on everything you do. It's kind of intimidating.
Esports.
Yeah.
I saw a bit of a trend this year, which I'm kind of frightened about, is that
in order to get the Assassin's Creed t-shirt they were giving away, you had to fucking pre-order the game at PAX. Everywhere else is just giving you shit.
They did that last year, too.
But that doesn't make it right. Yeah, I mean, everywhere else you go, I mean, any small studios, they just give you t-shirts. They throw them out to the crowd.
Please pre-order.
You, and not only that, but you don't even have to play the game. You have a hands-off demonstration, then you have to buy the game and run like the swag.
And the game comes out in like a month. Why not give
it? I don't think I've gotten one shirt so far.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
Well, I am.
I've gotten a bunch.
There's a lot of us.
Where have you been going? I'm just flooded with t-shirts.
There's a lot of us here that have been to either multiple PAXs or multiple conferences, and we kind of know what to expect. But let's see. Colton, it's your first one. Bane. Monk. Steve, you were here last year. But so for your first conference, did you have like an idea of what it would be? And was it better in some ways, or did it kind of surprise you, like how it actually ended up being?
I honestly didn't really know what to expect for the actual like
floor.
Yeah, the actual expo floor. I don't know. I had a lot of fun. What the
floor? Was like the scale of everything kind of surprising, or did you kind of expect that? I don't know. The first conference I went to, there's like a dragon that's like bigger than me. I was like, really? They brought that here?
I was kind of expecting stuff like that. I thought the Borderlands, like the big Borderlands characters, were really cool.
Yeah, that was
cool. That statue.
Yeah. But yeah.
Any impressions of the sorts of people you saw?
There were.
So sad.
There was less cosplay than I expected, actually.
Yeah. I saw less this year than
I think. I was going to say, last year, I would last every time I turned around, there was somebody dressed up, and this year I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I've seen a few.
I saw Power Rangers. I saw some anime
shows. I saw an amazing Chell and the Companion Cube, and the Companion Cube was bigger than she was. I was talking to her.
I've seen a bunch of Journey.
Yeah, I saw the Journey.
Gross. All right, moving on.
Team Fortress 2 for me. I've seen a lot of that.
I saw the Scout.
There's always a lot of that. The weird thing is, everybody cosplays as the red team. You never see anybody in the blue team.
I saw blue team today.
You saw blue team? Yep, I have never seen anybody cosplaying as blue team.
They all got their asses kicked.
What about you, Monk? It was your first conference. You know, you bought the plane ticket. You had everything going.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
I think it was worth it. But for some reason, I don't know, just expected more demos rather than sit in line for a few minutes like Assassin's Creed that comes out in a couple months just to be the same thing we were shown at
E3. Yeah, to sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You don't even, sorry to interrupt, you don't even know that it's an offhand because they got it hidden behind a fucking wall.
Exactly. That's why
you have to wait in line to get in there, and then you just get shown a fucking video.
Yeah,
there's like three different demos you come across.
Play it?
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, there's like three different demos you come across in PAX.
They have one of the frag dolls playing it for you.
Yeah.
You can just walk up and just play it, and there's like a line of like two people. There's the one where you gotta wait for it in line for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like Borderlands 2, and it's like around the perimeter.
That shit comes out like 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the one where you wait in line to watch someone else play it.
It's just disrespectful. It is.
And the game's got to be finished.
Yeah, I mean,
definitely.
So fuck Assassin's Creed 3.
I was surprised how long people were willing to wait in those lines for Borderlands 2 and Dishonored.
You'd be amazed what people do for a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Like you just swing a t-shirt around, people are like, "Yeah, look at them. Stab this guy!" All right.
I was
shit in this baby's mouth. Done. Fucking want that beer koozie.
Let me go grab a pizza. I gotta make some poop. I was
sorry.
That's all right. I was sitting in the Devil May Cry line. Mm-hmm. And the Borderlands 2 line stretched all the way across, and they had someone standing at the sign at the end says that the Borderlands 2 line had been capped.
Capped?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a thing.
Neither did I.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Does that mean that it will take up until 6 o'clock in the evening for it to...
Yes.
Holy crap. That people might have their day planned out for them.
That was at 3 o'clock, by the way.
God.
That's did anyone in this room do that?
No.
No.
I'm too
We're
smart
not
for
idiots.
That.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You just look at the line and it's like,
I watch the videos on the line and get the same experience.
Fame?
Yeah, he's out there.
Colton,
Fame.
Did you see anything worth talking about?
I thought it was pretty cool,
Get him in.
Just kind of how be on the podcast. It's kind of like a place where you, game developers and gamers kind of came together. Like, I kind of saw a few people that have been, like, playing their games since I was, like, 10 and
isn't
shit
that
like that.
Crazy?
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like fucking Ron Gilbert just kind of chilling there trying to fix his
yeah, exactly.
Demo booth.
Yeah. Like, I met the creator of Tekken today, and I was kind of like, I fucked it up, like I said before. It's like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, I love your game. You know, it's the only fighting game I ever play.
I've read from a lot of developers that this is their favorite conference, too, because they do get that interaction with actual people. Mm. Like, yeah, and the press. The press has already seen everything anyway, so they get to relax.
Yeah, they just... Yeah,
just like talking to the people in like the Indie Mega booth, like it's almost like they're all like super anxious and scared because this is like costing them $2,000 and they don't know what they're gonna do.
And you can ask them whatever you want, and they'll tell you. Yeah, it's great.
I enjoyed talking to Kyle Pulver. He made Offspring Flame, which is on Steam right now.
Yeah,
and he had another...
It was like a Super Nintendo cartridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him about just. Yeah, it's really cool. I was talking to him about my scores and stuff, and he was really excited that I played the game and that I did really good.
Yeah.
And that I did really good. Nobody ever does less than really good.
And he gave me a gold star pat the other day.
If you were good, he wouldn't talk to you.
Good.
Bane.
Do you guys think you're going to be coming to PAX next year?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to return.
I might just come to Seattle, just hang out here for a weekend.
Yeah!
Sure.
That's what Colton's
You could probably
doing.
Have just as much fun. You just have to coordinate it with like 10 other people.
Yeah, exactly. You guys all heard
that's
that
Colton's
it's going to be 4 days next year, right?
No, I didn't hear that.
4 days,
So
four
it's
going to
be
times.
Monday then?
Yeah, they're going to do Friday,
Yay!
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, that's awesome.
What? No, I'd prefer it if it was like Thursday or Sunday.
This is like overload, 3 days.
I know, 2 days almost.
Kind of, yeah.
They also announced a PAX Australia.
I did hear that. It seems weird to me, but I guess it's because they're stuck on an island out in the middle of nowhere.
Say out of Fame. We got Fame in here now.
Okay.
Fame designer.
Hi.
What's up? What did you see at PAX that you think is worth talking about?
I actually liked seeing the Mega 64 guys.
Yeah?
They're really nice. They weren't actually joking around the whole time when I was there. Like, they weren't in character or anything.
Yeah, do you watch them often?
I just watch all the videos.
Yeah, I walked by their booth, and my favorite guy, the blonde-haired guy, I didn't really stop at their booth. I was just walking by it, and I looked at him, and he's like, hey, this guy, he made it. What's up?
Well, hang on, they knew you?
No,
he made him feel special just by pointing to
him. Oh, okay. I was like, dang.
Yeah, I'm like best friends with him.
Yeah, oh yeah, we go way back.
Like 5 minutes ago.
I made them.
Wrote together.
Cool.
I wanted to go to their panel, but I wasn't able to make it. They had that next Mass Effect 3 ending video where he's carrying around the trophy, and I just keep saying, what? They're not impressed? Really? And then they play a bunch of Sandy music after that. Always laugh.
What's our time at, Newt?
We're about 40 minutes almost.
It's like a billion degrees in here.
Yeah.
It is.
Do we honor Colton Phillips' feedback that we should cut our podcast short?
Yes.
No, do not listen to that.
Wait.
Here's a fucking douche.
Here's the thing. Besides the core members, Newtaf, myself, and Occam, let's take a vote. Should we cut it short, Kalmari?
Are we talking about just this time or in general?
Just this time.
In general.
Oh, wow.
In general?
In general.
I'm just curious.
I like
Occam.
I like Occam.
Okay. Yeah, who doesn't, right?
Wow.
You're biased because you're
husband.
I vote
shorter because then
Andy has
he's not telling me to shut up while he's recording for 2 hours.
Yeah,
I'm sure Joy would agree.
In general, no, I think it's a pretty good length. But this time, maybe.
This time it's 900 degrees.
Well, this one I was going to treat differently because I don't have
anything else. I think you guys have a good length.
Yeah.
It's a good curse, and use it well. I would just like to point out it's also Superbook's birthday. Actually, not anymore, but it was
yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
One, two, three.
No.
Copyrighted song.
No.
Can't sing it.
That's true.
I did that yesterday. We're not doing that on this podcast. Happy birthday. That's it.
Thank you.
The bank didn't like it.
I like the 2-hour-ish length.
All right.
That's good.
And honestly, any constructive criticism?
I could just go back.
So you guys appreciate
suck, but it's good length by myself.
Who would you replace me with?
Myself. I would replace all of you with myself.
And I would record once a year.
Andy talking to his different personalities.
Mr. Dick said. Herpa derpa derpa boner boner boner. All right. See you next episode.
What's up,
Matt?
I don't listen to podcasts.
All right, thanks. Get the fuck out.
Me? No, I could listen to you 24/7.
Oh, shut
so,
up,
so you're thinking like a 5-hour length.
Five hour, six hour, all day.
5 hours. Yeah.
So what this man is saying is that he has found a way to pause and resume his podcast. That's really what
unlike Colton Phillips.
I think it's fine. Like
it's fine.
Yeah, definitely. What the hell is so funny?
I don't even know. It's 240.
I think everyone in here like knows you guys. If you like just like a random person on the internet, not saying that you want random people stalking you.
But that's how we'll grow our listener base.
You guys aren't compelling enough to hold strangers for 2 hours.
That's probably true.
Fuck you.
Unless you're talking about Dark Souls the whole time.
How big that was.
Dude, look at someone cut that out.
Are you like whispering in your mustache?
I yelled fuck you.
I think basically we're going to do whatever the hell we want to do.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I was just curious how many people I was going to piss off by doing what I want to do.
So basically everybody except for the people in this room.
You have like 400% of the people here that don't listen to your podcast.
I think if Newtaff actually edited out the boring stuff, we could cut it down to like a solid hour, hour and a half, and it would be like super funny. But we're stuck with like a 2.5 hour kind of like, yeah.
I've watched some Let's Plays where during the boring parts they do the chipmunk mode and they speed it up to like 2x.
We're not doing that.
Just throwing it out there.
How can you play Darksiders 2?
I beat it.
Nice.
Can you either write Darksiders a haiku on the
final verdict?
A haiku or a one word summation of.
I don't know, but that. 7-11-13
thing.
Okay,
I can't do that. It's
5-7-5.
But
7-11-13.
Details.
What is
syllables?
I know. Haiku.
I'm just giving you that look. It's 5-7-5. By the way.
So technical.
Passive aggressive Patrick. Right?
Helpful aggressive.
Helpful aggressive.
I don't know about one word. It's hard. It's no like.
Finger bang.
Is that one word?
It does, but it's like that prom finger bang where the guy doesn't trim his nails and the girl's like, oh, it ruins the night because now she's bleeding in her cunt.
Meatloaf tampon.
Yeah, meatloaf tampon. There you go.
I think we just got the title of the episode.
All
right, well, I appreciate the, let's go around and just...
And what?
Outro.
Tell
outro.
Us your deepest fear.
Well, what is the outro?
I want to thank
Newtaff. why am I holding this? What's going on?
I just want to remind everybody that's in the room. So we got Newtaff. Calamari.
Calamari, yes.
Thank you.
Magpie.
I know her by a different name. Occam.
What is this?
It's Occam.
I'm really confused.
Prepare for me. The listener can't see everybody in here, so I'm trying to differentiate the voices.
Andy Dixon.
That's really helpful.
Pabane.
Law of TD.
I
shortened my own name because I just don't want to say the whole thing.
Yeah, our resident.
That's why I started doing 17 wizards. I core turtle is like 18 syllables.
Right.
Baymore.
God damn.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Read a pizza. Like 21 minutes.
I just want to like rub your chest when you talk.
Super monk.
Yeah.
Steezy.
Fame designer.
Colton Phillips.
Encoder or a turtle.
On the quiet storm.
Slash your worst EJ nightmare.
EJ the Damager.
EJ the what?
EJ the
Damager.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was fucking beautiful.
That's like that looks like a butt plug.
Instagram butt plug. That's the title.